Blog Talk Radio.
This is WPSC 88.7 FM, Brave New Radio, part of the William Patterson Broadcast Network. WPSC is owned and operated by the Board of Trustees through the Department of Communication of William Patterson University of New Jersey. The broadcast studios of WPSC are located on the campus of William Patterson University inside Hobart Hall. The WPSC tower and antenna are located on Summit Hill in the borough of Pompton Lakes. WPSC is licensed by the FCC to operate at the power of 200 watts, ERP, on the frequency of 88.7 megahertz. Listeners with comments or questions can address them to the general manager at WPSC 88.7 FM, 300 Pompton Road, Wayne, New Jersey, 07470. WPSC now begins its regularly scheduled programming. WPSC is WP 88.7 FM, Brave New Radio.
15 hours, 15 bands, and live, local awesomeness. The third annual Braveathon will take place on Friday, March 25th from 9 a.m. to midnight. We'll be raising money all day and raffling off awesome prizes. Come rock out with your favorite local bands and help us raise money for your favorite non-commercial stations, WPTV6 and WP88.7 FM Brave New Radio. Are you brave enough?
WP88.7. We're braver than saying no to your girlfriend. Maybe not. But this is still Brave New Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the host and guests and are not necessarily supported by WPSC 88.7 FM, station management, or the station owner, William Patterson University. Anyone wanting to offer differing opinions may do so by calling the show at 973-720-2738. Abusive callers will be rejected. Now here's your
Hello, and welcome to Into the Marvelous Light radio show. I am your host, Deborah Davis, coming to you live from Freehold, New Jersey, where I do every Friday night. I'm going to recap some shows tonight. I'm going to do some of the most memorable shows that we've had of all time. Going to be on with my co-host, Ms. Christina Edwards. We've co-hosted together in the past. Hello, Christina. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Having a little difficulty here.
I'm okay. A little nervous. I know we haven't been on the radio in some time, and I just wanted to open back up my radio show and just, you know, let the listeners get a feel of some of the prior guests that we've previous guests that we've had on the show, and I just wanted to go over some of those guests so we can do that now. We had an actress, a producer, and writer, Beverly Todd. She joined us to discuss the upcoming 15th annual Oscar viewing party to benefit Children United Nations. That was held in California. That was at the Warner Brothers studio, and that was to benefit children in foster care. That was an awesome show. Christina, did you have any that you liked to?
Well, of course, our dynamic trio was very memorable for me.
You must be talking about John Beasley, actor John Beasley.
Absolutely.
Actor Ted Lang from the
and
Dove
producer.
Boat. And producer. And Vincent Austin. Oh, we love Ted Lang. He is a character. He had us laughing. He kept us laughing. And now John Beasley, he's doing some things. He's on. He's with Cedric the Entertainer, and they're doing Soul Man. And he starred in some TV shows. And the three
that
of them got together.
Right after our interview.
They started Soul Man, and the three of them got together and did the movie For Love of Amy. And if you haven't seen that, you may want to get that. It's on DVD. You can get that movie, and you can see that movie. Also, we had a few times, Miss Melba Moore, our favorite guest. Melba stopped in a few times to say hello, and she introduced her single, Love Is. So if you haven't gotten Melba's new record, Love Is, you need to purchase that. She's doing some amazing things. She's starring in another theater. She's doing some things in theater now. I don't know if you've seen that on Facebook, but take a look, and you'll see some things that she's doing. Christina, did you have any other guests that you'd like to mention?
And right after that, we saw her in her one-woman show, which was absolutely magnificent. She just showed out all over the scene. Yes, that was wonderful.
And we had her here in Lakewood, New Jersey, where I had the opportunity to announce her, and that was just awesome, you know, to be able to announce her to the audience. I enjoyed that so much. And then she came and she did my magazine launch in Freehold.
Right.
We
spoke with Martha Minizzi, one of my favorite gospel artists, Martha Minizzi.
Martha.
That was the nice time we had. Ty Trivett.
She's beautiful. Ty Trivett, yeah, Ty Trivett.
That was.
We asked him what would you do to your children if they were bad. He said beat them. So, but I don't know if that was some good advice.
A good friend of mine, Cheryl Cooley, we had on from Climax, the all-girls band from the 80s, Menopause.
And, you know, speaking of Cheryl Cooley, she had the most listened in the archive that I've had in the 4 years that I've been on the radio. She had over 5,000 listens. And, you know, we've had over 62,000 listens, so Cheryl, you really contributed to that. Did we mention M.D. Walton?
No, we did not. He's working
MD
on
his Walton, who
played
at General Hospital. Mm-hmm. He came on to discuss his movie, The Champions Grounds, which is doing quite well now.
Right. And he's an awesome, dynamic, full of energy type of a man. He's always busy.
Yeah. Okay. And let me see. Who else did we have? Did I mention actress Bernie Watson, who played with in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith? She played his mother. She was born right here in New Jersey, in Trenton, as a matter of fact. And she's done Antoine Fisher and Carter Country and a whole lot.
Yeah, we talked to her about how it was to play with an all-black cast, and she's still doing her thing, acting and teaching in California, having a good time.
Yeah. I spoke with her briefly on the phone, and, you know, it's just amazing how these people come on, they talk with us, and they're just so, like, you know, rich.
Exactly.
And they come out and they talk to us, and, you know, they're so humble, and I love that. Now, I'm going to tell you one of my really favorite guests of all time was Pastor Jalinda Wade, mother of the NBA star Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
That was
just her name makes my knees tremble.
I know. And she was so sweet. And she came on and she talked about her book, Grace Behind the Walls, how she was a heroin addict and how she had to overcome those demons behind the wall. And she didn't know if her son would want her to publish the book, you know. And she was such a down-to-earth, amazing woman. Now she has her church out in Chicago, and she's pastoring her church.
And that is a praying woman.
Yes, she is. And we had Karen Clark Sheard.
Of course. From the
Remember Karen.
Clark sisters. We had
the Clark sisters.
Yes. And she came out and was a little overwhelmed with Tom's River.
Oh, yeah. She came to Tom's River.
I don't think it was fast enough for her.
No. She was like, where y'all got me at?
What's it called? Tom's River?
What y'all say the name of this town is? She's an evangelist now, and she's done such songs as Hold On, A Bomb in Gilead. You know, she's just famous, her and her sisters. And we're going to try to get
one of my
back.
Favorite songs, A Secret Place. That is a phenomenal song.
Oh, yeah.
Called A Secret Place.
Oh, yeah, and we had David Ruffin Jr. He came on and, you know, he misses his father, the great late David Ruffin. And he really did not like the way they portrayed his dad in the movie The Temptations. You know, he's talked about that. His mother also came in on, and I had a problem with her first name. I didn't know if it was Gina, Agina, Sophia Ruffin, but I know that it does start with a G, and I had to apologize several times for mispronouncing her name.
I think you should just put a warning on everybody's show page. I may mispronounce your name because you are famous for that.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And we had Jay Holiday's mom come on. She talked about her book, A Mother's Untold Story, of her son, who's now, he has a hit song out called Go to Bed. And, you know, they play it on the radio, and he's working on his music, and I wish them the best of luck. And we've had several more guests that we're not going to talk about. I do want to mention Dr. Teresa Harrison because she was amazing. She was amazing, Dr. Teresa Harrison. And I just want to open up the lines. If anybody wants to, you know, shout out to their favorite listener, please feel free to press the one button, and I would be glad to take your call, and you can shout out one of your favorite guests. But in the meantime, we're going to have Christina tell us who will be on our show. I've been in hiatus for almost a year now, and I just wanted to open up the show with a bang. So Christina's going to tell us who's going to open up our show and just give you a little brief bio of who's going to be our next guest.
I did want to mention, too, I know you were really fond of interviewing Stacey Ladislaw, and we did have a few pastors. Pastor Owen Austin had been on. We had quite a few listeners call and people call in to ask questions. He was phenomenal. And you know, Bishop Jenkins is going to be mad at you if you don't mention his name. So
I got him. I do. I have him. I have That Boy Crazy, Sea Lion Entertainment, Carl Jenkins. You know, I'm going to mention my pastor, Bishop E. Earl Jenkins, a pastor, true servant in Hamilton and in Eatontown. We're at 6 Industrial Way in Eatontown. If you're not doing anything on Sunday mornings, drop in at 9 o'clock. And we're in at 9 and out at 10. And I just want to tell you that Stacey Ladislaw, she's now Evangelist Stacey Ladislaw Jackson, and that's what she likes to be called, Evangelist Stacey Ladislaw Jackson. All right? So you can give us a update on who will be on next week, and that then we'll wrap things up.
Well, your first guest for 2015 is going to be Minister Kenny Bryant. He does a series on managing money God's way. He is a dynamic speaker. He's well-versed in what he's doing. He has at least seven licenses and in multiple states. Yes, I call him a guru. He even does a program for the youth called the ABCs of Money. There are about six or seven bullets of different things that he's going to talk to us about and give us information on. And it's going to be very exciting, and I hope a lot of people call in just to listen. And it's called, the segment is going to be called Managing Money God's Way, and that's going to be with Minister Kenny Bryant.
Okay, so you heard it here first. We'll have Minister Kenny Bryant on February the 7th. The call-in time will be at 6 p.m. The call-in number is 917-889-2731. Call in and feel free to ask questions about your finances, insurance questions, and Minister Bryant will be glad to take your questions. If that's all for tonight, Christina, did you have anyone else you want to mention before we call it a
night? There were so many people. No, we would be here all night. There were so many wonderful people, and we learned so much from each one of them and made some new friends and just had a good time. So,
yeah, and I really, really want to thank all the people that tuned in. I want to thank all the listeners, everyone that archived, go back into the archive and re-listen to the shows. I really want to thank you all. You've been wonderful, you know, just to come and listen to Into the Marvelous Light radio show. I took that from the scriptures, 1 Peter 2 and 9, Into the Marvelous Light radio show. That's where I took my title from. So, you know, where the word says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation and a holy people that should show forth the praises unto him who has called us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. And that's one of my favorite scriptures. And that's where I took the show from. So I just wanted to say that. I want to thank all the guests that came on. I'm looking forward to some of the upcoming shows that we're going to have. We're going to have some awesome guests coming on the show. And just stay tuned. Keep an eye out. Look on Facebook. You can check on Facebook. I'll be putting a post on who's going to come on. And, you know, just keep an eye out. Anything that you wanted to share, Christina, or is there anyone listening that would like to give a shout-out or talk about one of their favorite, most memorable guests? As I said, we had, I'm just going to run down one once again. We had actress, producer, and writer Beverly Todd. That was a wonderful show. She came on to talk about her 15th annual Oscar viewing party to benefit Children United Nations. And that benefited children in foster care. That was wonderful. We had recording artist Melba Moore a couple of times come on. She came on to announce her new record, Love Is. We had recording gospel artist Amy Rushes to talk about her song Testify. She, by the way, had an awesome testimony about the loss of her parents and how she didn't think she could make it. But she bounced back. Glory to God. Great is God. Martha Menounzeh, we have Martha Menounzeh, who's a wonderful, beautiful gospel recording artist. John Beasley, Ted Lang, and Vincent Austin. How can we forget those three? For the Love of Money. Cheryl Cooley from the
For the Love of
Climax. Yes. And M.D. Walton, he was known in his role in from General Hospital. He came on to discuss the Champions Round. You know what? One person I didn't mention, Mel Novak. Remember Mel Novak? Back
yes,
in the day he
that
played.
Was, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's an evangelist now, Mel Novak.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ty Tribbert, and he's funny man, Ty. We'll definitely have to get him back. Actress Brene Watson, better known from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Antoine Fisher. She's just done so much. It's just too much to talk about.
And my favorite show, Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That Boy Crazy, Carl Jenkins, and Mrs. Ruffin, Common Law Ruffin, from the late, great David Ruffin, and his son David Ruffin Jr. came on. My Bishop, Bishop E. Earl Jenkins, who also had held his Bible study on Into the Marvelous Light radio show. Dr. Teresa Harrison, Gospel Today Magazine. Karen Clark Sheard. Oh, my God.
Dr. Francis Rogers Rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pastor
Linda Wade, the mom of NBA star Dwayne Wade. Shared that book, Grace Behind the Walls. That was an awesome show, and I definitely want to see if we can get her back again. And Christina, you can just tell us who will be coming on next week, and then we can just, if there's anybody that would like to give a shout-out, press the one button, and I'll be glad to take your call. You can give a shout-out to your favorite guest.
That's
okay.
Scary. Press the one. Just press it. Press it. Press the one. and one of the things that I one other thing I wanted to say, I really appreciate your show, Miss Deborah, as I call you, Miss Deborah.
You
take
you
up causes.
So
we've had business owners. We've had community people. We learn about some of our favorite actors, actresses, producers, and just everyday people. We learn about upcoming events. We have fun and meet new friends.
Speaking of upcoming events, tell them about the Women's History Month event.
Yes, we are going to be at Lakewood High School in Lakewood, New Jersey on March 7th for the Lakewood High School Gospel Choir Reunion, which the choir that's going to be performing is made up of other people from the community and surrounding vicinities. Ronnie Perry is coming back to play, and Cheryl Cooper. They were the originators of the High School Gospel Choir, along with Mrs. Peters. And so they're coming back to play, and we're just encouraging people to come on March 7th. The doors are going to open at 6. We're going to have vendors, live bands. We have some special guest appearances going on that day, some people who people may not know came out of Lakewood. So it's going to be an awesome time. You're going to be doing a spotlight. We have some other people doing spotlights on that night, giving information and sharing some things. The choir will perform. And
there will be, ladies, there will be a Michael Kors bag being wrapped.
An opportunity to win.
So that's going to be exciting. That's going to be fun. And so I'm going to just tell the listeners, if you all could just tune back on next Saturday, February the 7th at 6 p.m., Minister Bryant is going to be sharing some valuable information for free. And this is something that you really want to hear. You really don't want to miss. He's going to talk about how to manage your money God's way. And I'm telling you,
Make sure you have pen and paper.
Yeah, and I made a change already. Got some change, okay? So this is a show that you want to come back and listen to. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank all my past guests. I know there's too many to call. Like, we had over 62,000 listens, and I don't know how many shows. I didn't even have a chance to really count all the shows. There were so many. And I just want to thank all those that did come on the show. And I believe that this year is going to be a great year for Into the Marvelous Light radio show. As long as we keep God first, we can't go wrong. And I just want to thank you, Christina, for, you know, taking out your time to, you know, help me out, to come on the show and to co-host. And I really love you to death. And I want to thank all the listeners. And please, please, tune in February the 7th, 6 o'clock. The call-in number is 732-889-2731. Be blessed.